This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, the Red Cross, is asking for blood donations because there's a severe national shortage. Why would that be? Is it just because of the entrails of COVID?
Nobody's
been giving? Yeah.
When I had my surgery, they were talking about that as well, that there was, you know, because you have to sign a thing, like, in case you need a blood transfusion or whatever, and so you have to authorize them to do it, and so the doctor had said that there were some issues with elective surgeries and things, and then, mm-hmm. you know, the hospitals cutting back on the number of surgeries because they don't have enough of a blood supply, just in case something went wrong.
Did they turn people away, Victoria? I gave blood 3 times during the pandemic. So I think most people,
that's kind of rare, because most people I know who are regular blood donors didn't do it during COVID. Because you have to go to, you know, they didn't feel safe doing it, or, you know, whatever the reason. But I haven't given blood in a long time, so I don't know.
Maybe I kind of like doing it.
I don't even know what my blood type is, which I should know.
Really? Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, it's good to know what your blood type is for all kinds of reasons. It's on my donor card. I think I'm we said A+.
You're A+.
A+. Yes,
I'm O+.
A+, yes, right. Exactly. What are you, Jay? Do you know what your blood type is?
Yeah, I'm A+ as well.
You are?
Gosh.
Oh, you and I.
You guys
so
are pretty fancy.
Yeah, we certainly are. So you get a $5, we were talking earlier about the Amazon big sale today, you get a $5 gift card if you give by the end of the month. So that's how it is. And it isn't just the Red Cross. As you know, I'm not a big fan of the Red Cross at all. But I go to the local hospital, Emerson Hospital in Concord, and give my blood. And the reason I like it a number of reasons I like doing it. They're so sweet. They give you a T-shirt every time you go.
You do it for the cookies, I would guess.
Cookies and apple juice, yeah. But it's really, they use it there at the hospital. They keep it all right there for whatever their operations and the needs are at that hospital, which I think is especially important, frankly. But giving blood is not, I remember hearing things from people when I was younger about, oh, you give blood, you'll faint, you'll be, you know, stuff like that. It's really nothing. What you should be doing, hopefully you are doing this, every year you have your own physical, and you give blood so that they can see what's going on in your system. You take the blood and they analyze it for cholesterol, all the other things they do, how much vitamin D you have in your system. You should know what's going on in your body. And it isn't any different than that. That's all it is, frankly. And then you see when you're all done, you can see the bag of your blood. And maybe that speaks people out, but it's kind of a cool thing. It's really nicely handled by a lot of local hospitals. So if you feel like I do about the Red Cross and you don't want to do business with them, then you go.
I feel like the Red Cross should only be trusted for blood donations and handing out food. Yeah, I feel like other than that, we really probably should rely less on them.
Right. All right, what's the story with the Taliban now? We have the U.S. withdrawal, leaving the Afghanistani troops to be as they were before. Didn't we train them, though, to stop the Taliban? It's like, what did you expect to happen? They were there before. They've been there for millennial. They've been the bad guys. We made a deal with them to get out of the way when we were looking for Osama bin Laden. In the meantime, over the past however many, 21 years? It's about 21 years we've been there. Longest war we've ever had. We've done nothing except make a mess of the country. The Taliban were there before. They're going to be there after. And so that's the situation. It's that simple. So why we all get worked up, we think we're, we have to take care of the world. We need to take care of us.
Well, there's also, and this is the problem, this was sort of the issue. I mean, I look, on the surface, I would like to bring all of our troops home from Afghanistan. I supported that with Trump. I support it with Biden. But what you have to be willing to do is have a strong oversight on the area. And so what the Obama administration did in Syria is literally create ISIS. They gave up a caliphate when we left Iraq. We left it with no protection. And ISIS came into that area. They started getting into Syria. And they spread like this virus. And that became a problem. That's when ISIS had a visible geographic.
That's the problem.
Well, you can't. But here's the problem that's going on right now in Afghanistan, is that because we have this kind of arbitrary withdrawal date, which I think is a terrible symbolism of September 11th, there's now a lot of people within the Taliban who are considered to be insurgents. So the Taliban, having peace talks with the United States, they're now being taken over by this insurgent group. 23 yeah. different commanders were killed over the weekend. And so now these new people who are in looking to take advantage of the U.S. military are coming in. And that should be, I mean, that is a concern, because we do not want an Islamic terror group to have a setup on geography, right? I mean, it's dangerous enough trying to track down the ideology with people sitting in their basements on their computers. You don't want to give them geography as well.
Yeah. All right, speaking of those who are in the service, excuse me, I noticed that the VA has moved to offer gender confirmation surgery to veterans. That is, the taxpayer is going to pay for gender. I thought that we already did that. Didn't we do that with that woman, the man, whoever it was that gave the
Bradley.
Secrets to...
Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea, yeah. Right, didn't we pay for that? We paid for that.
We did.
So how is this new? They made... This is Pride Month, I guess, and some big announcement was made over the weekend in Orlando. The VA commander says it's the right thing to do. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to believe, frankly, here about this. And I suppose none of my business. People ought to be able to do what they want to do with their lives. I have no sway on that, but why are we paying for it? Why is the tax?
I think it's far more damaging. So the reason I think Manning got it is because being in the prison system, I believe it was prisoners that can change their sex on the dime of the taxpayer. And look, I think that when you're in prison, you get the bare fair amount of health care that is required. I don't think anything additional should be handed over when you're serving a sentence for something. You get obviously what you need immediately for your health, because that's the plight of the state or wherever you are to keep you safe, and that's kind of the end of it. The military, it's a whole different issue. But do people, you know, how do insurance companies handle this kind of surgery outside of the military? Does it need to be something that the VA considers? That seems to be the bigger conversation.
All right, you want to start some trouble? Who wants to start some trouble? You want to?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm down.
Okay. Who agrees with Macy Gray, the singer? You know the singer Macy Gray. If you find Phil, mm-hmm. find one of her songs.
I don't even know what you're about to say, but I know she's a crackpot.
All right. She said she wrote an op-ed this weekend saying it was time for the U.S. flag to be replaced. It is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. So she says, and so whether we believe that, it's one person's opinion one way or another. It gets a lot of attention.
How is it incorrect?
Yeah, I was just saying, what's incorrect
about
it?
Yeah, crank that up a little bit. So what gets people who have the opportunity...
Well, what's her solution?
She says we redesign one with 52 stars, a nod to Washington and Puerto Rico, with the colors of all of us. Your skin tone, my skin tone, the stripes should not be white. They should be off color, so she says. I just think she is a big crackpot. She says in her op-ed, America's great, it's beautiful, it's pure.
She should move and ask another country to change their color flag to reflect the skin color of their people. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Move. You know, I'm so tired of these people. Get out. You don't like it.
The blue square represents...
You want to win, but
Yeah, but I don't think she's saying she wants to live in Puerto Rico. But what's the point, though, of being a citizen if you don't want to better the place that you live in?
Yeah,
I can't stand this argument. People can tell everyone to leave. Well,
no,
because I'm here. I'm in
Victoria. The Victoria, the flag.
I'm not saying that I agree with
people's skin colors in there.
I'm not saying that I agree with what she's saying. I'm not saying I agree with what she's talking about specifically to the flag, but I'm saying the overall rebuttal that so many people give, oh, well, then just move. Just leave.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I'm here. I'm here, and I want to make my country better. If she thinks that that's making her country better, then fine, but I don't agree with it. I'm not telling her to leave the country.
I will stand up next to her and defend her right to say anything because I actually believe in free speech.
You just told her to leave, though.
Yeah,
you just wanted her to move out.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because she obviously doesn't like what this country is and what it stands for. So if you don't like something, then why are you
stressing
yourself out?
Our country is a lot more than just a few stars and stripes on a flag. That is ridiculous
to say. It's so symbolic of who we are as a nation that people should celebrate the flag and know that we live in the greatest country on earth. And is it perfect?
But if someone disagrees with you, they have to move out.
Absolutely not. I never say that.
You just did say that.
People disagree with me all the time. I just think people who don't like the flag, who love to complain about it, should consider going a place where they do like the flag. Because it seems to me like you can talk about how we can make the country better, but destroying the flag is not necessarily something that's productive.
Well, Jay, do you think I was right in starting trouble?
No, this is great. I mean, when it comes to the American flag, it is very divisive, and it has nothing to do with the design of it. It's how people honor it, whether they stand up during the national anthem or not, whether people are putting the American flag upside down on clothes or clothing and fashion.
It's
less about what the actual design of it is.
As far as Puerto Rico, I think Puerto Rico should be a state. I don't know about Washington, but I think Puerto Rico ought to be a state. They certainly take a lot of our resources, and we've done a lot of things that weren't very much in their interest for whatever the reason, so maybe that's food for thought. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, visited the mini plant in Oxford recently, where he was able to meet some of the 130 apprentices, as well as staff, who were closely involved in integrating the manufacturing of mini electric onto the standard production line. Oxford is the first BMW plant in the world to build fully electric and combustion cars on the same line, doubling mini electric production this year. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour now. It's time to catch up on social media with Jay Kirshner in the spotlight. Well, actually, his stories are in the spotlight. A lot of people in the trending department are focused on the passing of Joe and Jill Biden's dog, Champ. Was this the one that was biting people? Or is that
no.
The
no, that was no, that was Major, the three-year-old. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the dog died over the weekend. Only 13, though. Was it? What? It was
a
shepherd.
Big dog,
so
though.
How long?
Shepherds? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. 13 is kind of the upper tier, right, of lifespan?
Yeah. Anyway, so the usual tributes you would see. I always, whenever anybody loses a dog, I know how we all feel that way, I think, about our pets. And I remember how upset you were, Victoria, when your dog died. It was Christmas time. We all have that connection. It's easier for us to connect with our pets, I think, than it is to sometimes connect with human beings, because they give love. They don't take much from you. They just give. And the passing is
We gotta have the fur babies are like our children too.
Devastating,
when we lose them.
All right, who's Usain Bolt? Is that who I thought?
Usain Bolt, the runner? Really? You've never heard of him? The Olympic runner?
Ring a bell with me. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a bad guy, I don't know who he is. What are we talking about here?
Well, he's just an Olympic gold medalist. That's, fastest man in the world.
He's insanely fast. Well, he just welcomed twins, and he had a post about it for Father's Day revealing the names Saint Leobolt and Thunderbolt. Those are the twins' names. No, they have
in conjunction with their last name, or are they Thunderbolt Bolt?
Thunderbolt.
In conjunction with the last name. No, Usain Bolt. His nickname is Lightning Bolt. So it's kind of cute. He and his girlfriend have a one-year-old daughter, Olympia Lightning Bolt. I mean, really, really going
so who
in.
Was
doesn't going to want to waste the surname.
There was somebody who was it Kanye West named the kid North? Do I remember that?
Yes. Yeah. He has a North and a Saint. So, Saint seems to be
Psalm.
And a Psalm.
As long as we're here, Nick Cannon apparently is having this woman that he's living with. What's her name? Alyssa Scott?
Jay, you're going to have to bring me up to speed on this.
Okay,
he just have a birth announcement like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so like 6 months earlier, he has a six-month-old with somebody else, and then he had a birth announcement for twins with a DJ he was briefly with, and now his current girlfriend is about 7 months pregnant. Homeboy's busy.
He's fertile, Myrtle.
He's right. How is everyone that fertile? Four kids within a year.
Mm-hmm. Who's Bindi Irwin? This is another one. I got to step aside for this conversation too.
You know Bindi Steve Irwin, the famous
the alligator.
That's crocodile. His daughter.
Yeah.
Yes, the crocodile hunter. This is his daughter. So his family pretty much took over everything. His wife, his daughter, his son, they took over the shows. Well, Bindi did a Father's Day honor post to her dad, her husband, who just became a dad recently this year in March, and her father-in-law. And somebody asked, well, what about your grandfather, Steve Irwin's dad, Bob? And she didn't hold back. She said, unfortunately, my grandfather, Bob, has shown no interest in spending time with me nor my family. He has caused psychological abuse, and it's just better to end those kind of relationships.
Hmm. There you go. Well, that's putting a sharp point. There are a lot of people, a lot of parents that are not good parents. No question about that. Okay, let's see here. The Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. What are they doing? Are they working together?
Yeah.
Is Justin Timberlake coming back? What's going on?
No, not yet. But Backstreet Boys members AJ McLean and Nick Carter teamed up with NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Lance Bass for BackSync. And they did a performance at the Grove. In
BackSync?
Yep, that's the name. BackSync. Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Huh.
And they did each other's songs, right? I saw Lance Bass.
Yeah, they did each other's songs. Everybody was loving it. Now people are wanting them to do a Las Vegas engagement and like movies and joint music.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Drug cartels are smuggling deadly drugs into the United States as President Biden's open border policy has border agents taking care of the human crisis while drugs flow through the incomplete border wall. Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies tells Fox News what she has learned being focused on the border.
The influx of people and illicit goods deliberately use the groups of families and kids. They send them across dozens at a time because they know that they suck up the resources of the Border Patrol agents who have to take care of the families and kids. And then that opens up another spot along the line where they can send through not only drugs, but also the people who don't want to be caught, so-called gotaways, which it should be also of great concern because these are people who are often either people who've been removed from the country before, are criminals, prior deportees, gang members, all kinds of people who don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol or who are carrying loads of high-value drugs. And those loads are hugely valuable to the smugglers, but also the ones that law enforcement agencies ought to be most concerned about that are getting away and that we don't have a great handle on.
Close to 4 tons of fentanyl has been seized by U.S. Border Patrol agents since the open border policy began. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Here we are to tell you what we think. And it's not necessarily what we think of you, although once in a while I'm congratulating the winners of the this past week. In the contest that we had for Father's Day, April Clemens of Sales City, Georgia, excuse me, and Brian Harlan of Owensboro, Kentucky. Very nicely done. And so when I think about the listeners, I'm happy that we have people like that listening to the program and the thoughts they had, everybody's going to know about it. Actually, can we post those, Jay, on our social media, on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, what they wrote? I think that would be kind of a nice thing to do.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. So a lot of people are watching or listening, and they would like to have, like to see what was written. A lot of people are inspired by what other people write or think or say, don't you think? I mean, that's what radio is all about. Don't you think there are people who are inspired by what we have to say? All of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay?
Hopefully.
Even me. How about that? I saw something... Jeff Bezos is a controversial figure. I have much to say about Amazon, and not much of it is good. He has this space. When is it going to launch? It's next month, right?
Yeah, and July. It's going to be the 10-minute trip. They just go up. They're in zero gravity, and then they come back down.
Yeah. So they go up, and somebody posted somewhere. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I think it was Friday or Saturday. I saw a post that said, suggesting that Bezos, once he goes up there, should stay up there. don't come back. Stay out there. Why are people angry at success? I mean, Jeff Bezos is not a great human being from what I can tell, but he's done something that has, you know, the storyline, it's kind of like with Walmart. They've given all these people got jobs and they're great for the economy. Are they really? I mean, I have a real question about Amazon, frankly, and Victoria and I have conversation about this from time to time because Amazon, there I am giving them more publicity. But it gets under my skin.
It's Prime Day, by the way.
Yeah, right. That's why I said that.
But choosing to not talk about Amazon is so ubiquitous at this point that it's like saying, well, I'm not going to talk about, you know.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, like oxygen. Like it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can either choose to use it to your advantage or not. You know, it's another resource. That's how I see it, at least.
Is it? I understand. But some people are so wrapped up in it, they buy all their things online, and they find it convenient. But they're not giving thought to, you know, all these people. A lot of them are folks that think about the environment and all the. But look at the amount of money it costs, or look at the fossil fuels that are being burned. There's nowhere you can go anymore that you can't see Prime vans everywhere. Mm-hmm. And on the highway, the Prime trucks are all over the place. And not that it wouldn't be somebody else's stuff being shipped around. I don't know, maybe it's just more obvious, frankly. And I find that when big companies come in and put little companies out of business, maybe I'm sensitive to it because of my role as a farmer. And the Family Farmer, the program that I do, the American Family Farmer, every week, focuses on not big ag, because big ag doesn't need help. Big ag has been taken over by four or five big companies, international companies, global companies. And so the person who's growing your raspberries and your strawberries at this time of year, and your carrots and your lettuce, and the things that you can enjoy because they're fresh and they're local, the big companies are trying to put them all out of business. Either they're trying to buy their land, or they're trying to offer prices for things that aren't healthy for you, but yet they look good. You go to the supermarket and see all that, the carrots and the lettuce and broccoli, and they're all shiny and they're wet. And depending on where they came from, we were talking about this last night at dinner. Megan made Father's Day dinner, and she got some corn that was frozen. And we talked about the value of that versus the stuff that you can get that supposedly is fresh. Well, anybody who buys corn on the cob that's grown in Florida or Georgia at this time of year, you got to be nuts. If you like it, okay, that's great. But don't expect anything good to come out of it, including the taste, because all the goodness is long gone. And that's what happens sometimes when the stuff that looks good is shipped around up and down around the country. You don't have local people growing it, and you don't have any real value from it, and you are better off to get something that's fresh, that's flash frozen in the field, like the fish on the boat. Yeah, it's flash frozen. I guess the law requires that has to be done, but you're capturing the essence of the value of the food when you flash freeze it. So it's much better for you, frankly, than the stuff that gets trucked across the country for 3 or 4 days. And a lot of people just don't get it. Oh, yeah, fresh, come to our big produce department to get fresh stuff. If it isn't grown locally, I guarantee you it's not fresh. So I use that and I apply that to Amazon. You can buy, I mean, you go to Walmart or to Target or the stores that sell you your underwear, and you can buy strawberries in the store that buys you, that you can buy your underwear in. It's something cuckoo.
It's very British, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, you can go to M&H or M and whatever, M&S, Marks and Spencer, and you do that. Well, that's where it started, I think, Victoria, the whole idea of doing that. But anyway, Jennifer said it was Prime Day, it's Prime Week, whatever it is. I'd rather buy from a local guy and give him some more money.
I just don't know how great the deals are. Like, I always get excited. I've already
Victoria
like,
thinks they're great deals.
Really?
Right?
On certain things. Like I said during our tech report, like right now they have a ton of Apple products. So Apple Watches, the AirPods, those are significantly discounted, like $50 off. If you want an instant pot or an air fryer, all of those are on like a sharp discounted sale. So it just depends. Some things are you can get a really good deal, and others, you know, it's just like Black Friday. You know, you're not always going to get the greatest deal on Black Friday. In most cases, you get better deals on Cyber Monday. So it's kind of the same thing with Amazon.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how. I was looking at an op-ed. I like to read guest columns from people who are not normally in the news media or in the media. They normally don't get any attention at all. But every once in a while, you see something on a forum that I think has value. And this fellow who lives locally here wrote about how we are politically and what we believe in. And that constitutes pretty much everything. If we believe in UFOs, we belong to one party. If we believe in vaccine, we belong to a party. Election results, I don't know whether that's universally true. But we tend to, especially with a vaccine or the stuff with COVID, we tend to politicize that. But then when you think about it, UFOs, all of the things that we look at today are all political. And I wonder how we get in the way of that. How do we stop that thinking? Because it really is erroneous. Is there a way of doing it, or has it gone too far? Both of you represent Victoria and Jennifer, anyway, represent different points of view politically. How do we, we have civil, good, strong, intelligent conversations about stuff, pointing out the differences and what people can think. And I can't tell you how many times I get notes from people on both sides who say, she's wrong about that, and she should go. You know, it's like we lovingly had a conversation about the flag in the last half hour and what to do with people who don't like it. And Jennifer suggested if they don't like it, they ought to leave. And, you know, there are a lot of people who think that's the case. I don't know whether I think if you don't like what the country stands for, you there's a certain amount of change that happens all the time. We all deal with change. Change is healthy. But there is disruption. Disruption is different than change. And we have disruptions that are, that are not necessarily healthy. I guess I look to, we were talking about Afghanistan and getting out of there, or going into Iraq, what that did to our society here, how it disrupted it for no good reason. And then you think about it, we go back to politics and how things, politicians become gods. I don't know, I'd like us to get back to thinking for ourselves. How do we do that? How do we get people to think for themselves?
Go back to the vaccine. I mean, my point of view has always been this. If you want the vaccine is great. It's available. Go get the vaccine. If you don't, it's your business. Don't get the vaccine. If you want to wear a mask, great. I mean, I think so oftentimes that people's point of view, especially in things where it shouldn't, I mean, medicine shouldn't be politics, but unfortunately it is because people make money off of medicine and big pharma. Mm. And so more than anything, it becomes like a power grab, right? So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't care if people get vaccines or if they don't. It really, it's not my business. There are reasons that people don't get vaccines. There are reasons that people do get vaccines.
I don't want to tell people what to do, what to think. Do your own thing.
I think oftentimes it's like, well, if they don't get vaccines, they're a Trump supporter, which is ridiculous because Trump made the vaccine. And the people that are in love with the vaccine, it's Trump's vaccine. I had a conversation with my mom about it over the weekend. So, she doesn't like President Trump. She's like, I don't understand why you aren't getting the vaccine. I said, because I've had it. I don't know the right thing to do. You got very sick and told me you were sicker with the vaccine than you were with COVID.
I saw something, ladies, over the weekend about somebody who had took the Pfizer shot first. And then the second shot was Moderna.
That's dumb.
And apparently it really
you're not
messed
sure.
up
why,
this person.
Yeah, why
would
you do
that?
Who gave it to them,
know.
I think, would be a question. Who let them do it?
Is this someone you know?
No, it wasn't somebody that
All right. That sounds like that was a mix-up at the pharmacy or wherever they got their shot because...
I don't know, but it made him pretty sick.
But
you wonder, why are you... They're both basically the RNA stuff, the components of them are the same. That's what kind of made me wonder, what's Why are they?
Well, they're working on a universal booster. So regardless of what, you know, of whichever one you got, when you get the booster, probably this fall. You know, the thing is, like, and I agree with Jen, if people don't want to get vaccinated, fine. You take your, you know, you mitigate your own risks, whatever. That's fine.
Right.
The problem, though, is that in states right now, we're only 45% vaccinated across the country. And with this Delta variant, a lot of the virologists and epidemiologists are saying that they're concerned about the unvaccinated people.
What would
this
be nice?
Fall. And
right.
then, but so, see, the problem though is, and this is where it does bug me, because this is where it affects everyone else. If the hospitals start getting a surge again, then the next thing we do is we shut everything down again, and then businesses suffer
no
again.
More shutting
all
down.
Because
no more.
Well, that's what's going to happen. So if people don't want to get vaccinated, I think it's actually very selfish right now to not get vaccinated. Because
but
that's what's going to happen.
We can't allow the country, we can't allow politicians and bureaucrats to shut the country down again. It has taken too much of a toll. Let it go where it goes, but no more shutting things
down. And really
down.
For no reason. I mean, California's a perfect example of that. We shut down earliest and hardest, and there was still a huge surge. So
shutting things down. But another interesting sidelight to this, in terms of the shots and who gets them, the thinking here in my world is you don't get the shot and you get sick, tough. But if you aren't getting the shot and other people get sick because you don't have a shot, then I think then that's where it gets sticky.
But other people shouldn't be getting sick if you are. I mean, I don't know. That's been kind of debunked.
Vaccines work really well.
Yeah, that has been debunked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it's, if you're not having symptoms, you're really not spreading it around, and if you have the vaccine, you should be protected.
All right, VJV download every single day. You can get highlights of the program in the download, conversation that's in the current download is a focus on Jay Fleck, the new moniker for Lopez and Affleck. Kind of cute. And then, let's see, how about there was a conversation about Salma Hayek's pet owl and the hairball that came from it. Charles Manson's murder house was sold. That's in the details of that in the download. Reese Witherspoon says she needed hypnotherapy during the filming of Wild, which was I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. So all of this stuff, there is a lot of trending material that's good every day for conversation. Get it in our download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Money pit time. Money pit. Money pit. I can do all kinds
money
of
pit.
Of cholesterol. What is it?
Coral.
Coral. Yeah, thank you very much. I can do coral reefs, but not necessarily the singing. Tom Kreidler is here from the home improvement program, The Money Pit, to find out what can be done. If you have a question, send it along to either Tom or me. It's easy to get to Tom at the newsletter is there, the podcast is there, the broadcast is there. MoneyPit.com, if you please. Here's one of our listeners named Mark, who's seeing a lot of ads for solar energy. I think that solar energy can be a pig and a poke, right? And that that's the way I look at it. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Doug. I think the technology is great. It's solid. It works. But I think the problem is that so many of these solar energy companies out there make it really hard to buy it because it's like buying a used car for God's sakes. And they have so many deals and tricks in the way they write these things up that it becomes overly complicated and doesn't always make economic sense. I mean, a lot of these companies are selling these solar systems on long-term leases, which stay with your house. Imagine if you wanted to sell your house and there was a lease for the solar panels. You can't, end the lease. It's got to either be paid off or you got to find a new buyer that wants to continue payments on a purchase decision, that you made.
Yep.
So I think it can be a good thing, technologically speaking, but I'm frustrated that it's so hard to purchase given the barrage of misleading information that's put out by those that are selling the systems.
You know, talking about misleading information, the whole move to go electric, I think if you have an electric car, for example, and you have solar power, that's good because you really are saving. But if you're kidding yourself, you're buying an electric car because you think it's going to save the environment, do you know, A, what happens to those batteries when they wear out? It's like nuclear energy. There's no place to put them. And, frankly, fossil fuel is powering your car. I know people who have electric cars whose electric bill is four times what it was before they got the electric car. So
because
you
instead of paying for
helping?
Gasoline, they're paying for electricity to charge it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's, well, and, but that's what the fossil fuel is still, like it or not, the predominant way to pay to produce electricity. I'd love to see.
Everybody's interested in electric cars, but not so much in electric houses, yeah, right? Because that's where rubber meets the road. That would be like a crazy thing to do, especially in the Northeast.
Right. Okay. Well, it's about thinking these things through. Yeah. All right. You got your home sweepstakes you were telling us about last week. How's that going?
Yeah. Oh, it's going great. The Safe at Home sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel. You know, I got the system. They sent me one. I installed in my house, Doug, and it's really cool because it's the only home security system that includes a subscription to a live security guard service. They call it Live Sentinel.
Yeah.
So there are guards actually watching the camera feeds 24/7.
Really?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Where are they?
They're in a central monitoring center somewhere, but, you know,
they're looking
at
everybody, all the people
time.
Who sign up, everybody's got, somebody's looking at all of these, there must be thousands of them.
Yeah, there's an AI system, so there's an artificial intelligence that's really smart, and it figures out if it's, you know, a person versus a deer or a dog, you know, like in my case, I have deer that run through the yard at night, and that doesn't get picked up, but if somebody approaches the camera, it alerts right away, and the security guards get the alert on their monitoring system.
Two legs versus four legs or something. That's how they said.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing stuff. And they detect it. So we're giving away six of these camera systems.
Great.
And you can go and enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes at moneypit.com. You can enter once a day. You can share the sweepstakes. You can visit some of our websites to earn bonus entries. And it's going on for the next 4 weeks. Safe at Home sweepstakes at moneypit.com.
At MoneyPit.com/podcast. You've got the inside information, the insight for this time of year for water. Is this for sprinklers for kids to run in, or what is that?
Yeah, we talk about water, building water features because, you know, when it gets hot, everybody wants a water feature.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's generally like a little pond on your or on your property or a little waterfall, you know, something that really gives you some water, mm-hmm. which is so calming and so cool to look at. You can build them yourself in your own backyard, so you can either buy manufactured inserts or you can actually, you know, custom make one. So we kind of talk you through that entire project on this week's podcast at moneypit.com/podcasts.
I'm going to send you a picture of a dinosaur that I bought for my grandson, my daughter.
Yeah, for a yard dinosaur?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like 10 feet tall. And you fill it up with air, and then you hook the hose to it. And he's on this, at 6 years old, he's on this big dinosaur kick now. so he can do stuff. But you can find those things around that, you know, as you're suggesting, that you can have some fun with.
Absolutely.
And from now until Labor Day, anyway, it's hot, and you like to cool off. So get those tips and enter the sweepstakes. Go to moneypit.com for the podcast, the sweepstakes, the whole deal, the radio program as well. Tom Crack.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.